How much did BP know and when did they know it? $2 million questions there, although the company's own engineers have kind of given us an answer to them to some extent.
Although they control the whole cleanup operation and the capping operation, it seems like they're in a position to know everything, regardless of what they told us.
It would seem that way, yeah, wouldn't it? And we have new documents that were released on Sunday by members of the House Energy Committee. They show a very grim timeline of safety problems here. Last June, BP's own engineers said the metal casing that the company wanted to use could collapse under high pressure, say several miles underwater. That would be high pressure, right? This March, they were having trouble with well control. And in April, engineers said the casing probably couldn't be sealed to prevent gases from escaping up the well. So Ian Urbina, national correspondent for our partner in the New York Times, you spent some time poring over these documents. You've reported that the first version of this report that came from BP's engineers said the plan for this casing for the well couldn't fulfill government regulations. But the second version said it could fulfill government regulations. What happened that completely changed this report?
Well, it's a real mystery. BP said that they ran tests that allowed them to come to a different conclusion. The strange thing about that answer is that there's only a two-day window when they could have run those tests, and they could have come to the exact opposite conclusion from the first version of that document to produce the second version. And that's a very short time frame to run the types of tests they would need to have done to come to the opposite conclusion, but that's what they've said.
You also said that engineers said advise them not to use the particular metal casing that they used because it could collapse under high pressure. And then BP chose to use that metal casing anyway. Why have they said they did that?
Well, they haven't given a full explanation as to why they chose those casings. When you talk to experts, they say that the type of casing they used allows BP to more versatility, and so it allows them to come back and drill more in the same borehole because of the type of casing they use. But that same type of casing, as you point out, Celeste, is one that brings a lot greater risk, and a risk that caused real concern for the engineers as early as June of last year.
All right, well, let me bring in Dean Blanchard here. He's a seafood wholesaler, and he works with about 1,400 fishermen. Dean, you actually joined us on this show on May 3rd, and here's what you said before the national media reported about this problem.
We feel that BP, they had valves at their disposal they could have put on that rig that would have stopped this thing to make a better profit. They didn't put them. And we're very upset with that.
As it turns out, Dean, according to these documents, you are relatively accurate. How did you know back then that BP was kind of skirting around some safety regulations?
Well, we live in the oil field, you know. I was born and raised in the oil field. I'm in the shrimping business, but three-quarters of my family is in the oil field business. Just going to eat breakfast on the island, you know. I talk to people that's retired in all field every morning.
Okay, so Ian, I want to play for you this exchange between David Gregory on NBC's Meet the Press and BP's managing director, Robert Dudley. We played this a little earlier. Here it is.
Straightforward question. Did the industry mislead government?
I don't think so. The industry is all around the world. These pieces of equipment are inspected regularly. In the U.S., they're inspected every 14 days. This is a very unusual failure. We need to find out why. We need to learn from it and change the industry for good.
That sounds like Robert Dudley of BP is saying we had no idea that the safety things could fail. We had no idea this could happen.
Well, if you look at, you know, BP's history, it looked like BP got a little too arrogant, and they was used to getting their way. Every time the government attempts to stop them, it looks like BP does whatever they want to anyway.
But, Ian, do the documents bear this out, or is this a company that's just doing what they exactly following the strict lines of government policy?
Well, just like you said earlier, all of a sudden the report changes. A lot of people look at BP as big payday.
Right. Dean, you know, the scuttlebutt down there is certainly that BP is playing fast and loose with the facts. And, you know, that was a part of the conversation that you guys were having very, very early in the game. Ian Urbino of the New York Times, quickly, the issue of negligence here is crucial because if the government can prove negligence, there is no limit on liability either for cleanup or damages in any part of the Gulf. Is that correct, Ian?
It is correct, yeah. And I do think that the documents indicate that BP knew far earlier than they let on this week on the Hill, and also that the problems were far more severe than they've been describing, not just in the hours or days before the disaster, but in the weeks and the months before.
Let me be clear here, Ian Urbino of the New York Times. These particular problems that we're discussing in this chain of events, the well control that they were struggling with, a loss of well control, the well casing and the blow-up preventer, are those things directly related to the explosion and then the collapse of the rig that caused the leak?
I think most experts believe they are. The two main points of focus are the casing and whether it failed. I think most agree that they did fail, but what was the cause of that failure? These documents say something about worries about that casing, and then why the blowout preventer, this fail-safe, didn't activate like it should and cut the pipe off so that there's not the spill that we're seeing today. And some of the documents indicate that the company wanted to delay testing in that blowout preventer because they were having such problems on the rig that, you know, they didn't want to be distracted by having to test the blowout preventer. Ultimately, they did the test on that blowout preventer, but they did it at a much lower pressure than they had been previously. And all those things raise questions about, you know, why the company didn't more aggressively test these things and why the regulators allowed them to do so.
Ian Urbino, national correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Dean Blanchard, seafood wholesaler down there in Louisiana. I know you're upset. BP, there is a chance that BP, this was all unintentional.
Well, it's unintentional, but it turned our life upside down. And when you got the CEO saying that he wants to return to his regular life, we'd sure like to return to ours down here.
You may not be able to do that ever after, Dean Blanchard from Louisiana, seafood wholesaler there. He's on his way to New Orleans right now. Thanks so much to both of you.